So then he set up his own business here in Tulsa.
Yes, he and Betty. She's very important.
Well, he gets to take pictures, and she was the manager, and she was the accountant, and, and all that kind of thing. And they were a great team then, weren't they?
She dealt with the customers and on that other end.
Didn't in that time period he caught the attention of some national magazines?
Oh, yes. Yes. He wound up, matter of fact, actually at Douglas he did a beautiful color portrait of one of the generals, and I can't think of the name.
Was it General Henry Arnold?
I think it was.
General
Hap, is it Hap Arnold?
His nickname was Hap.
Yeah, and he wrote a note to my dad saying that was the best portrait he had ever had made. It was a color, too. So that and...
Let me just say, because I looked him up, he was held the grades of General of the Army and General of the Air Force. He was an aviation pioneer. Commanding General of the U.S. Army Air Forces, the only U.S. Air Force general to hold 5-star rank, and the only officer to hold a 5-star rank in 2 different U.S. military services.
Wow.
I just learned about him, and it's fun to know those kind of names. And so he took his photo, and the general said it's the best he'd ever seen.
Yes, yes, and that's a nice compliment.
Absolutely, from such an accomplished man.
There is a, somewhere, I gave it to you, a... something my father had written about himself when he was seeking a master's in photography degree, and I believe it talks about that in there. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Okay, who was seeking a master's in
dad. He is a master. That is bestowed by other masters.
It's not a school thing. It's the business.
Yeah.
And didn't Life magazine feature a photo of your father's general?
Yeah, well, I think so. I'm not real sure, John.
No, I'm going to tell you then. I'll ask you, of General George Patton, who was here, visited the Spartan School of Aeronautics, and he took a picture for Life magazine.
Dad told me the story that when General Patton came to Tulsa, he visited a barracks somewhere, and that Dad was there, and that as he came through the barracks, a soldier came out of the shower, and he had a towel, and he held it around his waist, and he saluted General Patton. And General Patton, as my dad tells the story, and I would not doubt it, because every time I doubted my dad's stories, they all proved true. He said that General Patton took his glove and slapped that shoulder, I mean the chest of that soldier with his glove, and he said, "I believe you're supposed to stand at attention," and he dropped the towel and stood at attention.
That's good. And a great photo of John Wayne.
Well, John Wayne came to Tulsa, and I'm going to say it was 1959 or 1960, and I've never Googled that, but it was during the time, I'm pretty sure, this is what I think, of the Alamo, the movie The Alamo, and John Wayne had put all of his fortune, most of it, into the making of that movie, and I think he may have come to Tulsa seeking some oil money to help back that movie. I don't know for sure, but I do know that my dad was getting ready to go to the airport, and he said, "Come on and go with me." And one of my parents' friend's daughter was also there. She's 2 years older than I am. He said, "Come on and go with me." And we said, "What are you going to do?" And he says, you'll see. And we drove out to the old airport. We went with him. We drove out to the old airport. There was a huge crowd in front of that old airport. My dad was able to drive right up, and with his big camera box, we followed him in, and they just made way for him. And there was a press room in that old airport. And we walked in there, and both of our jaws dropped, because there was the Duke, John Wayne, who stood tall and so friendly, laughing. He and Glenn Dobbs were friends. They had played football across from each other. John Wayne, I believe, played for Southern Cal, and Glenn, of course, for TU. And at the end of that assignment, my father said, "Mr. Wayne, would you mind having a picture taken with my son and his friend?" And I can still remember his cigarette lighter clicking as he had just lit a cigarette, and he clicked that shut, that lighter, put it in his pocket, took the cigarette from his mouth, shoved his hat up just a little bit, put his arms around the two of us. He said, "Why, no, come on, kids." And we stood there and had our picture made. I keep that picture by my desk now. I still enjoy that because John Wayne, there was only one John Wayne ever on this earth. And I do respect him.
And you're talking about that as if you were there right now, aren't you?
I am. I can hear it. I can hear that lighter.
So he would take you on assignments and you
yes, yes. And you'll see that he took me as a little baby boy, too.